This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. At least 66 people were killed and 51 others injured in a fire at a hotel at a ski resort in northwestern Turkey this morning. Authorities evacuated around 230 guests from the hotel. Turkish Interior Minister Ali Arlikaya said the blaze broke out in the restaurant of the 12-story Grand Kartal Hotel in the mountaintop resort of Kartalkaya. Turkish Justice Minister Yılmaz Tunç has appointed 6 prosecutors to lead an investigation into the fire, the exact cause of which remains unclear. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Mr. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but only temporarily, such as tourists, students, and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. It says for a child born in the U.S. to gain citizenship, at least one parent must be a U.S. citizen, a legal permanent resident, green card holder, or a member of the U.S. military. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO. In his order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. He accused the WHO of being biased towards China in how it issued guidance during the outbreak.
I paid $500 million to World Health when I was here, and I terminated. China, with 1.4 billion people, we have 325. They were paying 39 million, we were paying 500 million. It seemed a little unfair to me. So that wasn't the reason, but I dropped out. They offered me to come back for 39 million. In theory, it should be less than that, but pretty sad, though. Think of it. China pays 39 million, and we pay 500 million. And China's a bigger country.
Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. He also invoked emergency powers to expand U.S. energy production by reversing climate-related policies and facilitating oil, gas, and mining activities. Maharashtra has signed multiple MOUs worth 38,750 crore rupees at the ongoing World Economic Forum in Davos in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. The maiden MOU signed between the government of Maharashtra and Kalyani Group covers the defence, steel and electric vehicle sectors. This agreement is expected to attract an investment of 5,250 crore rupees and generate 4,000 jobs in Gadchiroli. The second MOU worth 16,500 crore rupees was signed between the government of Maharashtra and Reliance Infrastructure Limited in defence sector and is expected to create 2,450 job opportunities. The third MOU signed between Balasore Alloys Limited is worth 17,000 crore rupees and focuses on the steel and metals industry and will create 3,200 jobs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded G20 Sherpa Amitabh Kant for his book on the country's G20 presidency titled How India Scaled Mount G20. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that the book gives a lucid perspective on efforts to further human-centric development in pursuit of a better planet. Earlier, Mr. Kant presented his book to the Prime Minister. At least 14 Maoists have been killed in a joint interstate operation of Chhattisgarh-Odisha border. Central Committee member of Naxalites Jairam, alias Chalpati, was also been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Indian Railways have made robust arrangements to cater to the large rush of devotees and pilgrims who want to attend Mahakumbh at Prayagraj on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya on 29th of this month. Railways will run over 150 special trains on the day of Mauni Amavasya from various railway stations of Prayagraj region to facilitate devotees and pilgrims to reach their destinations. In the women's section of the Hockey India League, Odisha Warriors defeated JSW Surma Hockey Club 2-0 in Ranchi this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.